To track the information about the missing jet that disappeared over the Mediterranean Sea overnight. This all straight ahead. Right now, time for the news at 8 o'clock.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. New details this hour. Egypt's civil aviation minister would not use the word crash when describing the missing Egypt Air passenger jet when he spoke to reporters just a few minutes ago. Heard here through a translator.
I want to use the term of the missed plane until we will have a confirmed information about this plane.
And the aviation minister also would not speculate on what happened.
This does not mean that the probability of a terrorist attack. It's too early to talk about this.
He says, though, that no Americans were aboard that plane. Correspondent Ian Lee has more.
What we know at this moment is this plane took off from Paris at 11.09 p.m. Paris time. It was traveling over Greek airspace when these problems developed, and it was around 2.45 a.m. Local time is when they had contact with the pilot. He thanked them, and then they lost contact with them.
Now, Greek authorities say the plane did some sharp swerves around the time contact was lost, including a reported 360-degree rotation before the plane plunged from 37,000 feet to 15,000, then down to 10. Noah's law requiring all convicted drunk drivers to install ignition interlock devices is being signed into law today by Maryland Governor Larry Hogan.
Coming the day after Luis Relusco pleaded guilty to vehicular manslaughter, Montgomery County Officer Noah Liotta's death.
We were given that gift to find that legacy that Noah will have forever.
Noah's father, Rich, says fighting for Noah's law to get passed in Annapolis helped him channel his grief.
And now it's a good capstone that we've got something positive from such a terrible tragedy.
He says he'll still be active to make sure this and other drunk driving laws are doing what they should.
Noah, I can't get back, but his legacy is going to be and will always be saving lives, as he did when he was on the force and is doing from heaven now.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Closing arguments are set for today in the Baltimore trial of one of the cops charged in Freddie Gray's death. Since it's a bench trial, not a jury trial, a verdict's expected as early as Monday in the case of Officer Edward Nero. Your next Montgomery County property tax bill could be bigger.
A property tax hike of up to 9% is not right, according to attorney Robin Ficker. He petitioned for the law that requires the council to vote unanimously in order to increase taxes above a certain amount.
I don't think there are very many people that are getting pay raises of 6 to 9%.
Council President Nancy Florine says they need to raise taxes so schools can hire more teachers. The original proposal had the extra money going mostly toward teacher raises. Under this one,
they're still looking at a 4.5% wage increase.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And the D.C. couple who had offered a $10,000 reward for the return of their stolen puppy now have Maggie, the Boston Terrier, back. And they've paid the $10,000 to the high school girl who found the dog near a metro station. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,527, the Nasdaq at 47,39. Sports, the Nationals hang on to first place in the NL East with a win over the Mets. The O's remain in first in the AL East after beating Seattle. WNBA, the Mystics lose to Dallas. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Heads up, folks. Weekdays at noon.
The nation's most prominent conservative commentator.
Rush Limbaugh.
The nation's most prominent commentator.
Conservative, liberal, moderate, independent, or what have you.
Washington's Mall, WMAL. Where Washington comes to talk.
After years of sun exposure, does the increased risk of skin damage concern you? Actinic keratosis, or AK, is a potentially harmful skin condition due to chronic exposure to the sun. If diagnosed and treated early, complications can be minimized. AKs look like small, crusty, discolored, scaly patches of skin that may be raised, rough, or sensitive to touch. If you have at least 5 AKs in one or more of the following areas, your face, chest, or scalp, you may qualify for a research study in the Washington, D.C. area. If qualified, you'll receive a study-related skin exam and investigational study gel at no cost and may receive compensation for travel time. Health insurance is not needed. So if you have at least 5 crusty, rough, scaly spots in one or more of the following, your face, chest, or scalp, it may be actinic keratosis, a potentially harmful skin condition. Call Clinical Research Sites at 1-877-364-7490 or visit www.leopharmatrials.com.
Need your home sold guaranteed? iTrustFrank.com.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Let's head you through town and coming across the 14th Street Bridge out of Virginia. The delay is near the Pentagon. Once you get onto the southeast-southwest freeway, crews responding to the crash. Eastbound freeway near Main Avenue. Onto lower 14th Street, slow. Earlier had a minor crash. Constitution Avenue near 17th Street Northwest. That's been wrapped up, so all lanes have been open there. Now let's get you inner loop of the Beltway. Leaving Newington is where the delays begin to head through Annandale. Along the way near Braddock Road had the minor crash to the shoulder. Now if you're trying to get into Leesburg, the hang up this morning has been the crash eastbound on 7 after Route 9. You'll still see some flashing lights and activity. So not only is Route 7 but Route 9 also slow to join into that heavy volume. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're keeping the gray sky but dry weather for the most part today. A passing shower possible, otherwise cloudy and cool. 68. Few clouds tonight as we do break up the clouds just a bit. 53. Friday clouds and sunshine, not too bad, up near 74 degrees. More rain for the beginning of the weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 56 in Springfield, 54 in Rockville, 57 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. The fate of a missing Egypt Air passenger jet remains a mystery at this hour. Get the latest on this breaking story at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
It's 8:07 on WMAL. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up at the bottom of this hour, Jake Tapper, CNN, as we discuss an extraordinary week in politics and, well, what seems to be the self-destruction of the Democrats right now. And also at 8:45, we're going to check in with Seb Gorka, terrorism analyst of the United States Marines College, to talk about what he knows about what was happening on the ground at Charles de Gaulle Airport in the months leading up to today's disappearance of an Egypt airliner. They don't want to call it a crash or a terror attack, but there's definitely some dots that need connecting. We'll talk to Seb Gorka on that at 8:45. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
It's become a regular thing every year. People look forward to it. The GI Film Festival is coming. And on the line right now to talk about it and give us some more information is Gary Sinise, a noted actor and a person who's been associated with this since its very inception, I guess it is, Gary.
Yes, I was at the first festival and have attended almost every year, maybe missed a couple of years over the 10-year period, but this year I thought, Brandon and Laura Millett have done such a fantastic job building the festival over the years. It started off very small, and now it's the go-to film festival for military-themed films in the country. And I thought, here's your 10th anniversary. Why not have my band come this year and kind of launch the festival? So on Saturday night, May 21st, we're going to have a big concert at the Howard Theater to kick off the 10th anniversary year of the GI Film Festival. And tickets are available still. There's still a few tickets that you can get at GIFilmFestival.com. But we want to do everything we can to highlight the great success that this festival has had and the many filmmakers who have benefited from being a part of the festival over the years.
Talk to me about the Lieutenant Dan Band, which is, you've been doing that for a long time now. How did it get started, and what kind of stuff will people hear when they come?
I just had some musician pals that I played with for fun in the Chicago area. And after September 11th, I volunteered for the USO, and I started going out to support the men and women who were deploying to Iraq and Afghanistan, and I'd go out and shake hands and take pictures and sign autographs and just visit with them and that kind of thing. And, you know, I kept telling the USO, hey, I got these musician pals. Why don't you let me take them on a tour and let us entertain? The handshaking is great, but, you know, I'd like to do something in the spirit of Bob Hope and the entertainment of years past, you know, put on a show and play some music. So eventually, after about six or seven handshake tours, they let me take the band, these musician pals. And it wasn't really a band at that point. It was just some pals that would get together every once in a while. But I thought, you know, I'd like to entertain the troops. I'd like to give them a show. So put the musicians together, started going on tours, and we've done hundreds of shows now for the military, probably over 150 USO shows alone, and then another 200 something for military charities. And 5 years ago, I launched the Gary Sinise Foundation and folded the band into the foundation as a non-profit program of my band. So,
right.
You know, I've never made any money off the band. The band has been there to help me raise awareness and raise spirits and raise funding, support the men and women who serve our country. And one of the things that we're going to do this year is kick off the GI Film Festival with a big rock concert. You know, we play cover tunes, so there's a little something for everybody in our show.
Now, you also are involved in the Memorial Day concert. You have been in years past and again this year?
Yes, I'll be the co-host. This is my 11th year as co-host, and then 12th year as part of the National Memorial Day concert. I'm co-hosting with Joe Mantegna again, one of my dear friends, and he was the one who got me involved in it years ago. He started doing it in 2002, and in 2005 I got a call from Joe, and they wanted me to come with my band and be a part of a segment that they were doing paying tribute to the USO, and I was out doing USO shows, and so they asked me to come and play. And I did, and the following year, 2006, they asked me to come back as co-host, and I'll be there again this year. We have a great lineup of folks coming. Trace Atkins is going to be there again. He's done it before. Catherine McPhee is coming back. She's done it. Isai Morales was there last year. He'll be doing a segment. We have General Colin Powell, of course. He's there every year. He wouldn't miss it. The National Symphony Orchestra. The Beach Boys are coming.
Oh, there you go.
Renee Fleming.
Yeah.
We have the American Idol winner this year will be there. Just a great lineup, as always, for this year's National Memorial Day concert, which is broadcast 8 o'clock May 29th on PBS.
Well, listen, it's one of the premier events in town, and your association with it over the years has been noted here in Washington, as is your commitment to the GI Film Festival. Gary Sinise, thank you so much for joining us, and good luck.
Thanks for having me.
And what a good guy. I mean, you know, he's really been very active with in this town with veterans issues and the GI Film Festival Memorial Day concert. It was very nice of him to stop by and have a conversation with us.
Yes, and especially nice to see that kind of patriotism and love for country and servicemen coming out of Hollywood. It needs to be celebrated when we see it, because we don't see it enough.
Yeah, and while we have a minute here, let's just bring you up to date on what is going on with this flight that disappeared over the Mediterranean Sea. If you haven't heard the details, they're quite concerning. So it's a flight, an Egypt Air flight, left out of Paris about 11 o'clock at night, and as it's approaching Egyptian airspace, it had just crossed into Egyptian airspace at 37,000 feet. Something happened, and the details we're beginning to get right now are very troubling, because Greek officials, who apparently had this on radar and had been in contact with the plane about some 10 minutes earlier, just in a routine, you know, traffic matter, now are saying that it took a 90-degree swerve to the left and then a 360-degree swerve to the right, almost a full circle there. So what was that all about? Was that some kind of massive failure of the aircraft? Was that the result of an explosion or some kind of, something terrorist attack against the plane? Was it a pilot, taking a fight in the cockpit? You just don't know what it was. So many things it could be. But that's a very troubling report. It then vanished off radar and is widely thought to be has splashed down somewhere in the Mediterranean Sea, although we're not sure.
We had a Russian jet crash that left Egypt last year, and it what ended up being, it appears, a bomb, and ISIS took credit for it. We've had reports over the last several months of several members of the French security team there at Charles de Gaulle Airport had been on a terror watch list. Over 50 of them were fired, and they were finding things like pro-terrorist graffiti painted in areas on the tarmac there and on equipment. And, of course, the explosion of that Russian jet out of Egypt last year was attributed, many people believe, back to a security person who's been held on suspicion of being involved in that. So a lot of, you know, logical conclusions can be reached as information comes in.
Yeah.
Donald Trump, running for president for the Republican Party, took to Twitter just about 30 minutes ago and said, this was in the middle of the night. Looks like yet another terrorist attack. Airplane departed from Paris. When will we get tough, smart, and vigilant? Great hate and sickness was his tweet, which has been retweeted quite a bit. We're going to explore that angle of it with Seb Gorka, who is a terrorism analyst. He'll be here in 30 minutes.
Right now, it is 8:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Tammy Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Out of Sterling, 28 Sully Road southbound has been slow heading down toward the toll road. The initial crash cleared out of the way, but now in the backups close to Waxville Road, another incident just reported. So keep alert through that stretch. I know it gets tedious with that stop and go. 66, leaving Manassas into Centerville slow again as you pass Fair Lakes or Oaks toward the Vienna Metro and at the Beltway through Annandale on the brakes. Also north of the toll road toward the Legion Bridge, we're going to see that stop and go. George Washington Parkway southbound at a crawl here heading past the overlooks. Have a crash reported up ahead near the Key Bridge, reported to be along the left side. Also, I'm seeing Canal Road slowing heading past Georgetown University. It looks like right as you come off of Canal Road and Foxhall Road to merge onto Canal. That's where we have an accident that just happened. To the Wilson Bridge, you're back up still near Route 5 from Maryland toward the Wilson Bridge Band. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Forecast calls for a lot of rain in the forecast over the next few days. Chance of rain today, but not a washout. High of 68. Tonight, 53. Tomorrow, not too bad. Looks like a pretty decent day. Clear to partly cloudy with a high of 74. But then tomorrow night, the rain comes back, and it rains all day Saturday. The high on Saturday in the upper 50s. And Sunday, they say thunderstorms are possible. Temperatures in the low 70s. Currently in the nation's capital, 57 degrees, 817 on WMAL.
Does your home have plumbing problems? Call McCarthy Services for our spring plumbing specials. Water heater flushes for only $49, $99 drain cleanings, or $50 off any general plumbing repair. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Interesting personalities joining the fray down in North Carolina over the transgender bathroom policies. I jumped to the LGBT community because Elton John, a member of said community, is on board condemning the governor and politicians in North Carolina, saying forcing transgender people to use the bathroom of a gender with which they don't identify isn't just inconvenient or impractical for many, especially young students still grappling with their transition. It can be traumatic and at worst, unsafe. Of course, no worry about the trauma or unsafe conditions for those who are properly identified with their gender using that bathroom when someone else comes in. But we don't care about them.
Whatever happened to the old concept of the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few?
Well, that's socialist. I reject that. Also joining the fray on the side of allowing anyone to pick their bathroom of their choice in North Carolina is Ben and Jerry's. Ben and Jerry's Ice Cream is on board, and they're going to pump some money into the campaign down there. But interestingly, a pretty high-profile attorney has joined the side of Governor McCrory and the Republicans who have passed this bill, this law down in North Carolina, none other than Ted Olson. Ted Olson, of course, powerhouse D.C. attorney who used to be the Solicitor General under George W. Bush. And he has some credibility in the LGBT community because he was actually on the side of the argument that allowed for same-sex marriage. He argued in front of the Supreme Court that, so you can't call him, you know, an anti-gay homophobe necessarily. It's an interesting position, and we'll see if Ted Olson joining the fray on the side of the government in North Carolina
very interesting.
Will make a difference. Yeah. Meanwhile, by the way, Ben and Jerry's participation, they've unveiled a new flavor. Now, what flavor could they possibly unveil that could be linked to transgender? And
I can't.
Individuals
there's
going to the bathroom. Why would you want your ice cream product linked
tied to that?
Right? Hey, can I get that ice cream that has to do with transgender people going to the bathroom?
Association.
That's a dastardly mash if I ever heard one. It's called Empower
Mint.
Mint. Yeah. By the way, Ben and Jerry, big supporters of Bernie Sanders. That tells you everything you need to know. Meanwhile, here at home in the District of Columbia, we have our own little transgender controversy. Yep. News 4 reports on it.
Doreen, the police report lists this as a suspected hate crime.
Now,
I talked to the transgender woman who filed the report. She said this was a deeply humiliating experience and makes her angry.
Deeply humiliating for a guy who dresses up as a woman and says that identifies as a woman, who went into the Giant and went to the women's room.
The restroom door came open, and all I heard was, I know you are a man.
We're a man, baby. Remember from Austin Powers? He's a man, baby. That's what the security guard said, and said, specifically said, you guys, you guys, by the way, the security guard is a woman. Okay, so, you know, she has a finely tuned radar to who should be going into the ladies' room.
Yeah.
The security guard says, you guys can't keep coming in here and using our women's restroom. They didn't pass the law yet. And, well, the security guard's right about that.
Yeah.
Giant, by the way, Giant.
Well, but the guard has been charged with assault.
Yeah, it's a hate crime. I just said, yeah absolutely. Giant, by the way, you can be charged for assault. I mean, as we mentioned during the Corey Lewandowski matter with Michelle Fields, police will charge you with assault if somebody says that person assaulted me, and yeah, then we'll see what happens. Now, and I have a special ire for Giant, usually, because I just don't like going to Giant, and it's just I'm not my favorite supermarket to go to.
Okay,
but they are really disgusting in their response to this thing. Okay,
what did they say?
Happened in their store,
right?
And Giant, that tower of integrity,
that paragon of integrity,
they have stepped up and said, well, this involves a third party that provides security services for our store, so we're not going to comment on this.
Nothing.
Yeah. Oh, we hired a security company, and they did that. You talk to them. Talk to those guys over there. Take a stand, Giant. I mean, at least Target took a stand. Oh, their stock is in the toilet, and nobody's going to their stores, but at least they took a stand.
It's 8:22.
Boeing is proud to be a sponsor of National Military Appreciation Month, honoring the legacy, service, and commitment of America's armed forces.
Mike McKay says giant bathrooms are unisex, which makes no sense. Well, maybe not this giant, Mike McKay. You don't know every giant bathroom situation, do you? Do you? Ted Britt Automotive is celebrating 57
years. And if
years.
You do, I want to know why.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What are you doing? Get that security guard after you. Mike McKay's a man, baby.
Yeah.
He's our board operator, by the way, our sound engineer, Mike McKay, who chimes in once in a while. Ted Britt is celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence, and right now they're celebrating Memorial Day with an incredible Memorial Day sales event. It's going on right now. Prices up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on a wide selection of Chevy, Ford, and Lincoln models. They got the best deals in the area on over 1,200 vehicles in stock. And also, listen, when you get a deal from Ted Britt, you don't just walk away and you never see these guys again, all right? They stand by every deal they make and every vehicle that you drive off the lot, because they've got a program called Ted Britt for Life. It guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every single vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. That's an incredible thing. Go ahead, schedule your next service with them. Visit one of the 9 great locations or online at TedBritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
Chris Plant here, and if you're as sick as I am of listening to the liberal media lie and distort the news to get their favorite candidates elected, I want you to help my friends at the Media Research Center expose them and hold them accountable. Go to tellthetruth2016.org right now and sign up to receive a free Don't Believe the Liberal Media bumper sticker. That website again is tellthetruth2016.org, and the bumper sticker is free. tellthetruth2016.org.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Okay, here's the deal. Central heating and air system in your house has a lifespan that we can mostly predict based upon how old it is. But another important factor is routine maintenance. And at Snell Heating and Air, we want to be the company that helps you get the most life out of your existing system. But sometimes you just push it too far, you know? The time comes when every household is going to need a new heating and air conditioning system eventually. Well, that's when the stand-up guys can really pull through for you. We find ways to make that new comfort system so affordable that you'll feel Well, comfortable. So here's the deal. Comfort can mean a lot of things. Temperature of your house, how comfortable you are buying a new system, and finding a company you feel the best about. For a lot of folks, that's the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
It is now 8:25 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. For 10 minutes first on the fives, here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's get you through town across the 14th Street Bridge. We're jammed trying to get through Shirlington. Cross the bridge and onto the freeway. We're near Main Avenue. Had a report of the crash. Also heavy coming off of 295 North to go inbound on the 11th Street Bridge. We're now on the bridge span. Crews are responding to a new incident, so a little bit hectic through that entire corridor. On the George Washington Parkway, stop and go traffic. Heading past the overlooks and down toward the Key Bridge. Had the crash along the left side. Canal Road starting to really jam up here to get past the crash in front of Georgetown University. Also affects Foxhall Road as well. Sterling will take you on to 28th southbound. Our second crash of the morning. This one south of Waxpool Road under police direction. 270 volume. No late incidents to report. Traffic update brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center. Police officer Sean Hickman was an accident victim, leaving him doubting he would ever walk again. 3 years and 20 surgeries later, Sean is taking an exciting next step. Learn how MedStar Washington Hospital Center gave Sean a second chance. Visit MedStarWashington.org/second chances. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More gray sky around, but not much rain in the rain bucket today. Maybe a trace, possibly a couple of hundredths. Other than that, not much coming down from the sky at all, except a lot of clouds around. 68 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 57 degrees on WMAL. It is now 8:27. Yeah, you gotta have some money to live in the District of Columbia. It's no cheap place to live, that's for sure. And there are some new statistics out that talk about just how much money you need to get by in sort of a basic apartment in the District of Columbia. It's surprisingly high. This would be the fifth most expensive U.S. city when it comes to rent, according to a recent study. San Francisco is the country's most expensive, where you need just to live. You need to make an annual salary of like $216,000 a year,
mm-hmm.
just to get by in a modest apartment. So there you go. I mean, that's expensive, right?
Yes.
Well, guess what it is in the District of Columbia? What you need to rent a two-bedroom apartment in the city and to live, you know, modestly and comfortably in a modest two-bedroom apartment.
Well, the fact is I live in a two-bedroom apartment in this city, so I know it ain't cheap.
Yeah. Your basic household income needs to be about at least $119,000 a year.
Just to get by.
Just to get by.
Yep. Although, of course, the solution in most areas, metropolitan areas, where it's very expensive to live inside the city, is that you live about 30 minutes out, where it's much less expensive, and then you can take the fantastic mass transit options into the city.
Oh, but we don't have any of those.
Oh, that's right.
It's 8:28. I'm depressed now.
Hey, it's Chris Plant. Foot pain is no fun. From stage one, boy, do my feet hurt, to the full-blown three-alarm red alert. Luckily, there's a quick and easy way to get rid of your foot pain. Good Feet Arch Supports. At Good Feet, you get to try them before you buy them, and you're helped by a real person that can actually answer your questions for you. The Good Feet store on Rockville Pike in Wintergreen Plaza next door to Total Hockey, or their location in Vienna at the corner of 123 and Park. The Good Feet store, the place to go when your feet hurt.
Dad was never afraid of taking chances, except when it came to his family. So when he died, he had a life insurance policy that took care of us. Things were different without Dad, but he'd made sure we had everything we needed. That's why when I started a family, I called SelectQuote. You tell them about your life, your health, your financial situation. They find you multiple life insurance quotes from the highly rated companies they represent. I'm 40 and in excellent health. SelectQuote got me a $500,000 policy for under $24 a month. Peace of mind that your family is protected. That's what it's all about. Dad taught me that.
Call SelectQuote now at 1-800-475-6440. That's 1-800-475-6440. Or get started at SelectQuote.com. 1-800-475-6440. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
fracking can literally be a matter of life or death.
This is a scary concern. Nobody's doing anything about it.
Seven on Your Side senior investigative reporter Lisa Fletcher reveals a disturbing vulnerability in our hospitals.
Is the FDA doing enough?
Where criminals can turn life-saving equipment against you.
It's really bad.
Find out how simple it is to do and why FDA warnings are often ignored. Hospital Hacking, tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
Straight ahead, Jake Tapper from CNN. Also, we'll check in with terrorism analyst Seb Gorka about this disappearance of a plane over the Mediterranean. It's now 8:30 in the nation's capital. Time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. New information this hour about the disappearance of an Egypt Air passenger jet overnight. The Egyptian Aviation Ministry now says no debris has been found yet in the Mediterranean Sea near the site where it's believed the plane disappeared. Last hour, the Egyptian Aviation Minister at a news conference refused to even use the word crashed, instead saying he prefers the term missing for now until the plane's fate is known. Egypt's chief prosecutor, meanwhile, says he has ordered an urgent investigation. A short time ago, Greek officials reported that the Egyptian plane swerved sharply in the air around the time it went missing, including a 360-degree rotation.
The unusual feature of this incident is that it's at altitude. You've got it at the point of transfer between two air traffic controllers. You have a normal response, and then you have an unresponsive cockpit. And then you have these swerves if they actually took place. And that is why this is going to be so significant. A, because it could be a security threat, it could be a terrorist activity, but also because it could suggest something to do with the A320.
Correspondent Richard Quest. By the way, the Egyptian civil aviation minister also says there were no Americans on board that plane. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan is going to sign Noah's Law today in a ceremony in Annapolis. The General Assembly passed the legislation this spring after last December's death of Montgomery County police officer Noah Liotta, who was killed by a drunk driver, who yesterday pleaded guilty. Lawyers will present closing arguments today in the trial of one of the six Baltimore police officers charged in Freddie Gray's death. It's a judge who's hearing the case, not a jury, so a verdict is expected as early as Monday. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,527, the Nasdaq at 47,39. Sports, a win in New York for the Nationals, a win at home for the Orioles, WNBA a loss at home for the Mystics. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
May is National Military Appreciation Month, and my friends at Thompson Creek Window Company are partnering with Homes for Our Troops to provide windows for the homes of our local heroes. Hey, it's Brian Wilson. As you may know, Thompson Creek Window Company is the local company that does it all. They design, build, and install their own windows. Each Thompson Creek window is custom made for our unique local climate and made to precisely fit your home. Thompson Creek windows reduce outside noise, improving the quality of your life. Plus, they can lower your utility bills and increase the value of your home. And right now, Thompson Creek is offering 20% off every window, plus no money down, no interest, and no payments for 18 months. Third-party financing subject to credit approval. Visit ThompsonCreek.com for details and support Thompson Creek, a local company that also supports our local heroes. Pick up your phone right now and call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
What can it cost you to not contact Miss Utility? You dig and hit an underground line. Essential services could be lost. You're responsible. Someone could be injured or worse, and you're responsible. But other than that, it can't cost you that much. 2 full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility, it's the law.
Whether it's you or a family member struggling with depression, it can be excruciating. TMS NeuroHealth Centers understands, as many of our patients have suffered despite years of medication and psychotherapy. Now, with TMS, an FDA-cleared and non-sedating outpatient therapy, depression is treatable. TMS NeuroHealth Centers is helping patients rediscover life in our many locations, including Ashburn, Virginia and Frederick, Maryland. Now accepting most insurance, including Cigna Healthcare. For your free consultation, visit hope, TMS.com.
I'm Dr. Will Sauvé, a psychiatrist with TMS Neural Health Centers. TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. One of the first people we saw had suffered greater than 30 years, been on a multitude of medications. Over the course of her treatment, she began to report feeling an improvement and feeling that her mood was lifting. She had more energy during the day. By week four, she was telling my staff that she'd never felt better in her entire life.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit HopeTMS.com.
If you are thinking about buying a car, come on down to Stolman Subaru. Whether you choose Outback, Legacy, or the Forester, we have a car for you. You will ride in style. Right now, we have great prices that will make you move on all models. Want great gas mileage? Come on down to Stolman Subaru. Did you know all Subaru models are easy on service?
Come on down to Stolman Subaru. Family owned and operated for over 80 years. Located in Tyson's Corner and Sterling. Go to StolmanSubaru.com today.
Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts from 2 to 6 p.m. and get any medium hot or iced coffee for 99 cents. Dunkin' Coffee's always freshly brewed and always delicious. Grab one today. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable tax, participation may vary, limited time offer.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading into Georgetown, delays continue to grow with this crash. Inbound Canal Road right in front of Georgetown University. So not only Canal Road affected, but Foxhall Road, MacArthur Boulevard, everyone trying to merge into these backups. Also, we're heavy over the inbound Key Bridge just to head on to M Street. George Washington Parkway southbound still holding with the heavy volume through the overlooks and down toward the Key Bridge, scene of the earlier crash. 395, we cleared out leaving the beltway, so that looks good. But Shirlington, up ahead, you'll see the brake lights, and it's pretty solid. You get onto the southeast southwest freeway, had the crash near Main Avenue, and then the opposite direction, trying to get from 295 north and on the inbound 11th Street Bridge. Looks like DDOT's telling me they have cleared the accident there, but still quite slow as a result. White Oak, it's just about the volume now, southbound 29 at New Hampshire Avenue. No signs of the earlier crash. Now from Garage GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll keep the overcast this afternoon. We've got a passing shower, too, in the forecast. Probably not even making a puddle. 68. Break up the clouds tonight, 53. Tomorrow, we'll mix sunshine with clouds. A little milder, 74. But rain coming back on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 58 in Dumfries, 55 in Kensington, 57 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630. WMAL.
8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. We are continuing to follow the news of this Egypt Air Flight 804 that disappeared over the Mediterranean under very suspicious circumstances. And to that end, we'll be joined in a few moments by Seb Gorka, a terrorism analyst. That's coming up at about 8:45 here this morning. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And joining us right now is the anchor of The Lead every Monday through Friday on CNN at 4 p.m. and then also every weekend at State of the Union on CNN. He's got two shows. It's a burden to have two shows, yeah. Isn't it, Jake Tapper?
It's a lot of work. I wouldn't say it's a burden. I know you're being sarcastic.
I am. No, because I have two shows myself. That's why I'm trying to empathize.
You were trying to get sympathy for your plight.
Exactly.
Sweet, I appreciate it.
Are we seeing a complete, total breakdown over on the Democrat side? They should have been wrapping up and coalescing behind Hillary Clinton as their nominee. And boy, what a day it was yesterday with vitriolic accusations from the Sanders campaign to Debbie Wasserman Schultz and back. And Bill Press on your very own CNN network said, I think, possibly the worst thing a Democrat can say. He said, I wish Debbie Wasserman Schultz learned something from Reince Priebus about unity. Wow.
Van Jones said even more that he said he wished that Reince Priebus was his party chairman.
Oh, man. What's going on over there, Jake?
Well, I mean, I think that the sentiment that Bill and Van were expressing is that Priebus, you know, walked this tightrope, trying to be neutral while also trying to guide the process towards where he wanted it to be. And while many people have criticized him for lots of different things, including the result, he did manage to get through it. Obviously, right now, Debbie Wasserman Schultz is in the thick of it. So it's a very difficult situation she's in. Although a lot of people on the Sanders side say that she has been, you know, pushed her. Her thumb's been on the scale the whole time in favor of Hillary Clinton.
Well, there is sort of that sense about her that at the end of the day she was going to do whatever it needed to do. Say hello to Winston for us.
Sorry,
we love Winston.
Winston's a regular part of the
humanity to the president.
That's right. Yeah.
He likes to make sure that he's known.
But I mean, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. I mean, the thought is that, you know, she understood that the eventual nominee was going to be Hillary Clinton, and she sort of did things to protect Hillary along the way. I mean, is that an unfair characterization?
I understand why they feel that way. I think first of all, it's, you know, she was a Clinton supporter in 2008, so it's not a question about where her allegiance is likely to be today. In addition, there was the debates. And the debate over the debates, and the fact that there were only six Democratic debates scheduled, and some of them were, you know, not exactly scheduled for the largest possible viewership on Saturday nights, for example. And there was definitely the interpretation by Sanders people that this was an effort to cook the books and to make it so that Clinton had the easiest possible path to the nomination, and I certainly understand why they feel that way, and I don't think it's unreasonable to have an issue with that original debate schedule. And then there have been a number of things along the way, and I think what Van Jones was objecting to was the fact that Debbie Wasserman Schultz came out so strongly on Tuesday night condemning the statement that Bernie Sanders gave, in which he, you know, condemned violence, but also tried to express why so many members, so many of his supporters were frustrated by what happened at the Nevada caucus on Saturday night. Now, there are those, you know, affiliated with the Democratic Party and with Harry Reid and with other Democratic Nevada organizations, and also reporters who were there, who say that the real problem with what happened in Nevada on Saturday night was that the Sanders people got out-organized and out-maneuvered, and it had nothing to do with anything, any books being cooked or any scales being, the thumbs being on any scales, but that was the problem.
Meanwhile, we learned that Mitt Romney has now announced he's given up the search for a third-party candidate to run as a response to Donald Trump becoming the Republican nominee. And so is it your impression that this effort of finding a third-party candidate and resisting the move to coalesce around Donald Trump has sort of lost steam?
To a degree. I mean, I think the fact that they couldn't get Ben Sasse or any of the other Republicans on board who are in part of the Never Trump forces, I think that's definitely suggests that effort was troubled to begin with, although Bill Kristol has some, you know, from the Weekly Standard, who's also Never Trump, has some new polling suggesting that there is a hunger for a third-party candidate. I wouldn't, at this point, discount Gary Johnson, the Libertarian candidate, who's been talking about having Republican Governor Bill Weld, former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld, as his running mate. I wouldn't discount that as a possibility, as a place where Never Trump Republicans, Never Trump forces can go. I'm not saying that Gary Johnson's going to be the next president, but
right.
I do think that's possibly a place where some of these people can land.
And interestingly enough, Donald Trump released a list of his proposed Supreme Court nominees should he become the president. What was that all about?
Well, I mean, I think that's part of shoring up his support among conservatives. There are a lot of conservatives who don't trust him, who don't think that he's A serious person, but B a true conservative, and so he offered this list of 11 possible Supreme Court justice nominees, and I mean, it was a very, according to legal experts, a very impressive list. Not a squish among them, as the conservatives would say. All, you know, diehard conservatives, solid, impeccable credentials, and the list was received so well. Trump tweeted that it was received so well, he's gonna suggest some more names.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure that's how it works, but okay.
This worked? Okay, here's some more.
Yeah,
exactly.
You like that list? How about this one?
Yeah. Well, we know that he's a man that likes positive feedback,
yeah.
Right? So that's he wants more positive feedback.
Well, and maybe, I mean, listen, one of the concerns, there are many concerns about Donald Trump, but one of them is that he's never held elective office. We don't know what a Trump cabinet might look like. This may actually be an indication. Maybe if he lists out some other people, like, hey, these are people who would be on my national security team. These are the people who might advise me domestically. That might be a smart idea.
It might be a way to round up support and consolidate support from among conservatives. Absolutely. I think who he picks to be his running mate will be the real test, because that's not just hypothetical. That's actual.
That's right.
And if you pick somebody that conservatives take seriously and Republicans take seriously, I think Bob Corker would be like a really smart pick, personally. The chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, respected, works in a bipartisan way. People like him. He was a businessman at one point. I think that kind of pick, it doesn't do much demographically for him, or, you know, check any boxes in terms of gender or ethnicity or whatever, but he's a very solid person.
And former mayor of Chattanooga. So there you go.
Interesting. All right.
Jake, thanks a lot, Jake.
Thanks, man.
It is now 8:44. Well, let's make it 8:45. Let's just round
it
up.
Look at that.
It's a tick-tock, tick-tock. Got away from us. Hey, it's time for traffic and weather. 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
I like that. Tick-tock, tick-tock. And with that, with time lapsing here, 95, delays have actually cleared out in Virginia. So this is good. Heading through Triangle and Dumfries, a little bit of volume over the Occoquan. And then once you get up onto the Beltway, slows through Annandale and again Tyson's toward the American Legion Bridge. 395 is actually cleared out, leaving the Beltway through Landmark. So once as you approach the Pentagon, jammed over the 14th Street Bridge, each direction of the freeway slow. We've had two separate accidents, but DDOT tells me lanes are open. George Washington Parkway south. Down near the Key Bridge for the crash. Heading into Georgetown, get ready because delays continue to grow. Canal Road in front of Georgetown University for the incident. So it's Canal, MacArthur, and Foxhall Road, just so you know. And for your information on 270, we're good out of Frederick down past Route 80. Those delays have cleared briefly slow as you pass the exit for 109 and now Rockville down through the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More gray sky around, but not much rain in the rain bucket today. Maybe a trace, possibly a couple of hundredths. Other than that, not much coming down from the sky at all, except a lot of clouds around. 68 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 58 degrees, 8:46.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from ARS. You could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
We continue to follow the story that broke overnight about an Egypt airliner that went down over the Mediterranean. Not a whole lot of details in. They're still getting some facts. But joining us right now to talk about some of the things that we know, Dr. Sebastian Gorka. He, of course, the author of the new book, Defeating Jihad, The Winnable War. Thanks for joining us, sir.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning, Brian.
So Jean-Paul Trodec is the former president of the French Air Accident Investigation Bureau. And he is quoted this morning saying, and I'm quoting him, there's a strong possibility of an explosion on board from a bomb or a suicide bomber based on everything that he has learned so far, which means this flight was cruising at 37,000 feet, no sign of problems, and no weather issues at all. Based on what you know, Charles de Gaulle Airport and the climate there, what is your reaction?
Look, one always has to be incredibly cautious in the beginning. These kinds of incidents can take weeks, if not months, to get the answers. However, let's look at the pieces of the jigsaw puzzle. So, yes, this was at a very high cruising altitude, 37,000 feet, and there was a catastrophic failure. It went from flying to cruising to disappearing off the radar screens of Egypt. Secondly, it was a flight that originated in France and was going to Egypt. Those are two nations that are highly symbolic for groups like ISIS. We've seen two attacks in Paris already. Egypt is on the front line of the fight against ISIS. There's an ISIS affiliate in Egypt called Bayt al-Maqdisi in the Sinai. Thirdly, we have this very suspicious report that it broke contact with Greek air traffic control, and there was silence from that point until it fell off the Egyptian radar. That is very, very strange. And then lastly, if you look at the manifest for the aircraft, in just the last few days, this aircraft, which is not unusual for Egypt Air, has been everywhere. It's been to Brussels. It's been to Tunis. It's landed in Luxor. It's landed in Eritrea. Many of those countries have very, how shall I put this politely, disconcerting levels of airport security when it comes to vetting staff and ground crew. If you put all those pieces together, this indicates the high likelihood of a potential terrorist attack.
All right. Would you read anything into the fact that there were three air marshals on board this flight, or is that just common procedure?
It's a high proportion of air marshals. If you think that we had less than 70 passengers on board, so about a 50% complement of passengers. But remember, these are Egyptian air marshals, and they simply could be going back to headquarters, back to base, after several legs of various different flights. So at the moment, it's a high proportion. But if they're just going back home for a rest period, it could be a completely standard complement.
All right, Sebastian Gorka, you are going to be a busy man today. We appreciate you carving out some time this morning to cover this story.
Thanks,
as
Seb.
We learn more and more. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen.
850 on WMAL.
The WMAL Spring Special lets Molly Maid do a thorough spring cleaning of your home at select Molly Maid locations. Contact Molly Maid in Fairfax, Loudoun, Stafford, Prince William, Fredericksburg, and Fauquier counties. WMAL.com/Molly Maid.
Like many people, my experiences with the dentist when I was a little kid were awful. Awful. And they just made me afraid of going to the dentist. I'll admit it. I hung on to these bad feelings about dentists into my adulthood, and really up until just the last couple of years, I would really dread and put off going to the dentist. I'd go, but I'd have to go kicking and screaming. Usually, I only go when I had pain. Well, then I met Dr. Rob and Dr. Deb over at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. They have truly changed my life when it comes to visiting the dentist. I now go on a regular 6-month basis because it's such a great dental office. They really take you through it. They're sensitive to anybody who might have any sort of issues with going to the dentist or dental fear, or if you're highly susceptible to pain, especially in the mouth region. So talk to Dr. Rob and Dr. Deb. They're going to help you out, and they're going to get you past whatever is keeping you from going to the dentist right now, not just with the sedation, which they're experts in, but also just in the entire attitude at that dentist's office. And by the way, since May is National Military Appreciation Month, Bethesda Sedation Dentistry is going to donate $100 to the Fisher House Foundation for every new patient visit. So please call my friend Rocky over there. She'll set you up. The number is 301-530-2434. 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Computers often get blamed for causing obesity and ADHD, but at least one new study is giving computers credit for keeping seniors' minds sharp. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Researchers at the Mayo Clinic recruited 2,000 people aged 70 and older who had normal memory and thinking abilities at the beginning of the study. They followed them for an average of 4 years until they developed mild cognitive impairment or remained impairment-free. People who used a computer at least once a week were 42% less likely to develop memory and thinking problems. Those who engaged in social activities, 23% less likely. Even people who just read magazines were 30% less likely to develop memory problems. While this study only shows an association, not a cause and effect, keep your brain active as you age so you don't just live longer, but you can really enjoy those golden years. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if Web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now, 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
You know, with it being so wet out, all this rain, guess what you're doing? You're tracking in dirt and mud into your rugs and carpets, not to mention the pollen in the air. You know, it's everywhere. The pollen gets into everything. Let me enlighten you. When it comes to superior cleaning of your fine Persian and Oriental rugs, there's only one name that's been trusted for over 60 years. That's Hadid. Hadid has been cleaning rugs in the metro area with their time-honored tradition of painstaking painstakingly washing each rug by hand. Plus, Adeed has an entire team of experts dedicated to repairing bare spots, restoring color, replacing fine fringe, making your rugs look like new again. Adeed offers 4 drop-off locations. I'm going to name each and every one of them for you. Vienna, West Maple Avenue, Alexandria, Duke Street, Springfield on Electronic Drive, on the Border Store at Wisconsin Avenue, Friendship Heights. Call Hadid 703-241-1111 and mention this ad. Receive 20% off in-plant rug cleaning. And Hadid offers pickup and delivery that includes the moving of furniture and the rolling and relaying of rugs, though minimum orders do apply. Call 703-241-1111 online at joehadid.com.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-866-979-9147 or go to bestwaternow.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-866-979-9147, 1-866-979-9147, or go to bestwaternow.com. That's bestwaternow.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
It is 8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, here's Tammy Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, I'll start with the good news. Those big delays we've been dealing with all morning to the Wilson Bridge starting to ease, heading from 210 now to cross the bridge. Once onto 295 north, you won't hit the delay until Malcolm X, and that takes you to the inbound 11th Street Bridge. Crash cleared on the westbound side of the freeway. Also, we had one on the eastbound side of the freeway near Main Avenue. Still slows us coming out of Virginia near the Pentagon. The Crusade lanes are open. Heading into Georgetown, boy, what a mess we've had this morning with this accident. Inbound Canal Road in front of Georgetown University, MacArthur Boulevard, Vauxhall Road also slow. And unrelated, the Chain Bridge, each direction quite slow. Might be dealing with a signal light issue at the end of the Chain Bridge heading toward Canal Road. And the top side of the Maryland Beltway still on the brakes from 95 to George Avenue. If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. And in minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The gray sky continues, lots of clouds around. Temperatures trying to come back a little bit today, maybe a few showers around at times, but no widespread rain. 68. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 58 degrees. It's now 8:57.
Did you know that most real estate deals fall apart for less than 3% of the list price? Well, we have the 3% solution. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group. Our hybrid model sells homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've saved our clients almost $3 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Need transportation information? Reach a Ride can help. If you need transportation assistance in D.C., suburban Maryland, or the Northern Virginia areas, check out reacharide.org. If you've ever felt unable to get to the grocery store, a doctor appointment, work, school, or just plain out of the house, this information service is for you. With one click or one call, Reach a Ride's website and hotline database can provide information on services ranging from public transit, curb-to-curb service, to private taxi service, and tell you who can accommodate specialized needs, including wheelchairs, gurneys, and escorted travel. Get back out there with greater mobility and more choices than ever before. Visit reacharide.org today. That's reacharide.org. Or call toll-free 1-855-REACH-A-RIDE. That's 1-855-732-2427. Phone assistance is available Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. in English and Spanish. Reach-A-RIDE. Furnished by the Metropolitan Washington Council of Governments National Capital Region Transportation Planning Board.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fengel's owner of New Look Home Design. Spring
spring is the busiest time of year to be a roofing contractor. If we do not install a specific number of roofs, our business will suffer. It's kind of like rain for a farmer. No rain equals major problems. Well, I'm not going to let that happen. I have to make spring a success. So, you're going to benefit. If I lower the cost to you without lowering quality, that means we'll get more jobs. And more jobs mean a better spring. You're going to hire someone to replace your roof. Do not do it without calling us first. To ensure you're going to give us a chance to earn your business, I'm offering discounts on roofing of 50% off your entire job, certain to beat our competitors' prices and get us the work we need this spring. Call 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Savings for you, busy spring for us.
Welcome to a place where all that glitters is yours for the taking. It's the $100,000 Road Trip Giveaway. Sundays in May, you could win free slot play, trips to Tropicana Las Vegas Resort, or the grand prize, a Toyota Tacoma on May 29th. There's no place like Hollywood. Hollywood Casino and Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
Tomorrow, Brett Baer, Susan Parisio will be joining us, and we'll stay up on this plane that has disappeared over the Mediterranean.
Yep, we'll be